Title, Foundation. Foundation and Empire, Second Foundation. Author, Isaac Asimov. Part number 7. Part title, The Mule Finds. Encyclopedia Galactica, 116th edition. Entry, Kalgan. The Mule's regime, using the planet Kalgan as its capital, took on a more conservative and arguably more constructive aspect. The rate of expansion by conquest was greatly reduced. The Mule's government of anonymous bureaucrats concerned itself with consolidating its control of territory already held. Various economic and educational reform programs were introduced. The program of emotional control was virtually perfected and made total, with a small number of deliberate exceptions, the so-called permitted free thinkers. The Mule himself grew increasingly obsessed with the search for the Second Foundation, despite popular doubts as to its existence.
General Pritchard. Be seated.
Sir.
We have now completed the 5-year survey to find the Second Foundation. I have just read your final report and summary. It is disappointing, Pritchard.
Yes, sir. I know. I can't see any other conclusion than the one I reached. On all the evidence we have, sir, there is no Second Foundation.
And the evidence of Ebling Meese?
Yes, sir. Meese was working under the artificial stimulation of your brain control. You may have pushed him too far, giving him a feeling of confidence, of achievement, that was really just the delusion of a disintegrating brain. He could have been wrong, sir.
No, he knew. He knew the answer. And if he had lived one more minute, he would have told me. 5 years of effort need not have been wasted.
Sir, we have searched everywhere. Every single planet, every asteroid. The Second Foundation has had 300 years to grow and to make its influence felt. The First Foundation was a galactic power within 100 years. But after 300 years, there's still no sign of the Second Foundation. Surely that points to one conclusion, that it does not exist.
It exists. It exists. Secretly, yes. But it exists. Pritchard, I have decided on a change of tactics for the search. You will go out again.
Sir?
For the last time. But this last time, you will share the command.
Share it with
who,
sir?
A young man called Bail Channis.
I've never heard of him, sir.
No, I imagine not. But he is intelligent, very ambitious, and he is not converted.
I fail to see the advantage of that, sir.
There is one advantage. You are an experienced and resourceful man, General. But you are converted. Your motivation is simply an enforced and helpless loyalty to me. When you lost your own natural motivations, feelings, you lost something else, some drive, some subtle instinct that I cannot replace. Channis still has that because he is free. He is still himself.
Sir, I can remember myself quite well as I was before, when I was your enemy. I don't feel inferior now. I've gained a lot and I've lost nothing.
Yes, but your judgment is scarcely objective, Pritchard. This man, Channis, is personally ambitious. He is quite trustworthy because of that. He knows that by increasing my power, he increases his own. That ambition, that self-seeking, could give him a slight edge in the search.
But how can you trust this Channis completely if he is not converted?
I cannot. That's why you will go with him.
Ah, Yes, sir.
You see, Pritchard, if he should stumble on the Second Foundation, it might appear to him that an arrangement with them might be more profitable than loyalty to me. That's when your presence would be important. Do you see?
I do, sir.
But be careful with him, Pritchard. Channis is intelligent, charming, and quite unscrupulous. Do not get in his way until and unless you're certain and prepared. You may leave.
Sir.
Channis, you may enter. Channis, do you think there is a second foundation?
It would make the galaxy so much more interesting.
You are interested in it, are you?
By the mystery of it, yes. The secrecy.
And what do you think about the theory that the second foundation can stay secret because it consists of pure mind? Not physical power, but mind power.
I don't believe it, sir. A civilization with any kind of power would use that power for its own good. The Second Foundation remains hidden, not exercising any power, simply because it hasn't got any power to exert. I think it's probably weaker than we think.
Channis, how would you like to head an expedition to locate the Second Foundation? Well?
I'd like it. But where am I to go? Is there some new evidence?
Where you go would be entirely up to you. You'd be free to follow your instinct, to play your hunches. You accept?
Yes, sir, willingly.
Good. General Pritchard will be with you on the mission.
I thought you said I was to head the expedition.
General Pritchard has experience which could be useful to you.
And because he's converted, you can trust him?
No, Channis. Quite the opposite.
Hmm?
Because Pritchard is converted and because he is my closest aide, he is actually a risk. That's why I could not send him alone.
I don't understand, sir.
Of course you don't. Actually, you understand much less than you like to believe, Channis. Listen. I know the Second Foundation exists. I know. And not because of what Ebling Mies always told me. Because the Second Foundation has already begun to attack.
What? But
Minds which were under my control have been tampered with. Delicately, of course, quite subtly, but not so subtly that I didn't notice. And this influence is slowly increasing. It is affecting important men at important times. Perfectly loyal and capable servants of mine have failed to carry out my wishes to the letter. The men concerned were quite unaware of their negligence. But I noticed. Pritchard is my most valuable servant, a principal target for the Second Foundation. That's why I need you to watch him. You may not be seen to be one of my people, because you are not converted. You understand now?
When do I start?
As soon as you wish. General Pritchard is ready and waiting. And Channis.
Sir?
You are already thinking of the rewards of success. A unique service would deserve a unique reward. As my successor, perhaps. Imagine yourself as ruler of the galaxy, heir to the mule. If you succeed, your ambitions would be satisfied. But remember, Channis, the reward is unique, but the punishment for treason is unique. I would take your mind, Channis, slowly. And to be sure you understand. This anger won't help you, Channis. Yes, you are concealing it. But I can see it. Remember, I have killed men by emotional control. That will be all, Channing.
Gentlemen, I have called this meeting of the Guardians to inform you of an important decision and to give you the opportunity to question it. Thanks to our negligence, the mule came perilously close to discovering us in the Library of Trantor. It was no credit to us that he was frustrated then. You all know the price we have paid. For the first time since our foundation, we have come out of hiding. We have made our existence more than just a suspicion by the interference with certain of the mule's highly placed creatures. Our agents tell us that this interference with the mule's control has not gone unnoticed. The situation is now highly unstable. We are faced with an irreversible breakdown of the plan. It is therefore necessary now for us to take the one solution open to us. The mule wants to find us. We must allow him to do so. In a sense, I repeat, in a sense.
Yes. I thought I'd better explain what we're going to do.
You mean we're not going to go on drifting aimlessly through space indefinitely?
Be patient, Pritcher. I've just finished reading my way through your reports.
And?
It's all very thorough. But I can't help feeling that your approach, a general planet-by-planet survey, was a little aimless.
You have a better method, no doubt.
I think so, yes. I've been working on more specific lines. I've asked myself, what is the second foundation? What physical conditions are they likely to have chosen? And then, which places in the galaxy fit the needs of the second foundation?
As you imagine.
That's right. I've used imagination. I realize that your controlled mind will distrust imagination, assuming you even remember what it means.
Janice, have you come to any conclusion?
I have come to a very clear conclusion. We're going to go to the planet Tarzenda.
Now, Janice, is that the best you can do? We've checked Tarzenda 4 years ago.
Yes, but you might not have been looking for the right thing.
Oh, sorry. Why Tarzenda?
First, what would the Second Foundation need? They do not have physical power, atomic weapons, massive fleets of ships such as we have.
Yes, yes.
But they can't be completely helpless physically. I think they probably control some other planets, primitive civilizations. So I started to look for a cluster of planets where a central world dominated the surrounding more backward planets.
Yes, but
it's a fairly long list, I admit, but there are other conditions. Selden said the Second Foundation was at Star's End.
Which has never been located.
No, but haven't you noticed, Pritcher? Star's End, Tarzenda?
Yes. No, but if that's your only reason for picking Tarzenda...
No, it's not my only reason. Come over here. Mm. Now, look at this. That is the winter sky as seen from Trantor. That's something you ignored in your search, I think, but all intelligent orientation must start from Trantor. Selden lived, worked, and planned on Trantor.
What are you trying to show me, Janice?
The projector will explain. You see that dark nebula there?
Yes, yes.
The stellographical records call it Pele's Nebula. Watch it. I'm going to expand the image. Now, you'll notice that we're moving along a direct line from Trantor to Pele's Nebula. So, in effect, we're still looking at a stellar orientation equivalent to that of Trantor.
Right, right.
That there is known locally as the mouth. It's significant because only from the Trantorian orientation does it look like a mouth. Now, follow the mouth down towards the gut. See, it narrows down so that eventually it's just that thin splinter of light. And there, right at the end, you can see how thin the nebula is. The light of that final star flickers back in just that one direction to shine on Trantor. And that star, Pritchard, is Tars Enda, Star's End.
Well, it's one approaching.
Oh, I've checked on what's known about Tars Enda. The answer is not much. It keeps itself to itself. It's an oligarchy ruling 7 neighbouring planets, all of them agricultural with low population densities. It is not scientifically advanced. It has always adhered to a neutral position in any interstellar dispute, and it is not expansionist. The last fact alone would make it worth a closer look. Imagine, Pritchard, a civilization that is not expansionist.
Have you informed the mule of all this?
No. I don't need to tell the mule every time I breathe. We are at this moment on course for Tars Enda.
By whose order?
By my order, General. We leave now because we were supposed to leave in 3 days' time. You don't believe in the Second Foundation. I do. You can only obey the mule's orders without faith. I recognize a serious danger. The Second Foundation have had 5 years to prepare. They may have agents on Kalgan. If I carry the knowledge of the location of the Second Foundation in my mind, these agents may discover it. So, we are in space, and the only other person who knows about Tars Enda is you. And you are certainly no agent of the Second Foundation, are you, Pritchard?
No. Good. Well done. However, you will consult me in future before making decisions of this nature.
But, of course, General. Excuse me, sir.
What is it, Hookslani?
I made the equipment inspection, as you are, sir.
Good. And?
Could we speak somewhere more private, sir?
All right.
You found something?
Yes, sir. This. Behind the automatic navigator.
Neat, isn't it?
What's it called? It's a hypertracer, sir. The most recent design.
What does it do in simple language?
It allows the ship to be tracked even through hyperspace, sir.
In other words, whoever's got the twin of this one would know exactly where we were anywhere in space.
Yes, sir.
Well, interesting.
There is something else, sir. This model was developed in the Mule's Research Institute.
Ah.
I believe it's still a government secret. I mean, I don't think anyone else has anything so sophisticated except our master, the mule.
And yet here it is, planted on one of the mule's own ships. How do you explain that, Hookslani?
I don't understand it, sir. But I hope it doesn't mean that I'm converted, you see, sir.
Relax, Hookslani, you've done nothing wrong. I told you to make the search, and you've done it. Well, you were only obeying orders. Now, take it and put it back exactly where you found it. Understand? And then forget the whole incident, Hookslani. Forget it completely.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Understand?
Yes. Forget it completely.
Right.
Yes, what is it?
Channis here, Pritchard. Sorry to disturb your sleep, but we're moving in towards the Tars Enda system.
Yes, well, wake me when the ship lands.
The ship won't be landing.
What?
We're going down alone, Pritchard. Just you and me in a capsule. The ship can stay in space, just in case there's any trouble.
Oh, yes. Well, all right, I'll be with you immediately.
Uxlani, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir.
Good. Tell the pilot to remain in deep orbit around the planet and make sure you're always available on the communicator.
Yes, sir. Message received.
It looks pretty desolate down there, Janice.
Yes.
I don't recognize anything. Hey, wait a minute. That's not Tarsenda.
Quite right, it's not. I thought it might be a little reckless to land right in the middle of the second foundation.
Janice, where are we landing?
A little agricultural planet called Rossum.
Oh.
One of the farm worlds that services Tarsenda.
Yes. All right, Janice. No objection.
I do realize it must be difficult for you trying to keep up with a mind that's free. Right. Down we go.
Guardian, we've just received confirmation.
Thank you. So the mule is on his way.
Yes. We are taking a risk.
But if everything adheres to the functions set up, we will succeed.
The mule is not an ordinary man. It is difficult to influence the minds he controls, even at this distance, without his noticing.
But not all minds are controlled by him. Some are still free. But so few are in positions of authority.
Systems off.
Check positive.
Busy screen on.
Busy screen on. Well, what do we do now?
We don't do anything. Just wait. We must have been tracked on the way down. Should be someone here to meet us soon.
Oh, good. Probably put us up against a wall and blast us.
Don't judge others by your own standards, Pritcher. Remember, this is part of the Second Foundation. They use their minds here. Ah, look, here they come. Don't look too fierce, do they?
They're old men. Not even soldiers. Not even armed.
Well, let's go and meet them.
We come in peace.
Oh, we don't doubt it.
Welcome to Rossum.
Welcome indeed.
We are the local elders. If you care to come with us, we can offer you our willing hospitality.
Thank you. Thank you both. It's lucky for us you were close by to welcome us.
Oh, nothing lucky about it. We were expecting you.
Really?
Yes, the governor said you'd be coming. Keep an eye out for visitors, he said.
Chance.
Don't be so suspicious.
How did he know we were coming?
I don't know. The only way to find out is to go with them.
Gentlemen, will you come with us?
Gentlemen.
Ah.
The governor of Rossum, in the name of the lords of Tarsenda, will see you now. If you'd like to follow me.
Yes.
Your Excellency, our visitors.
Thank you, friend. You may go.
Your Excellency, honored visitors.
Your Excellency, thank you for receiving us at such short notice. I hope we're not interrupting your work.
Oh, no, not at all. The fact is, I'm glad of any interruption. Please be seated.
Thank you.
Drink?
Yes, please.
And you?
No, thank you.
Well, please yourself.
To you.
Ah. To you.
Ah, that's better. What was I saying? Oh, yes, always glad of interruptions. You see, the fact is, it's not much of a job, really, governing a place like Rossum. Very quiet, you know, very quiet. Farmers, that's all we have here. But since you are here, I wonder if you could tell me something about yourselves, whereabouts you come from, that kind of thing. I have to fill in the usual forms, you know. Purely routine, of course.
Oh, we understand, Your Excellency. We come from a small world in the Santani sector.
Oh, do you? Ah, well, that's quite a long way from here, I imagine.
Yes, Excellency, it is.
Yes. And yet your transportation appears to be rather small.
That's just a surface-to-ship capsule, sir.
Ah.
Our ship has remained in space, waiting for us.
So it's your ship that's orbiting the planet, is it?
Yes, sir. We felt that to land with such a large ship, so heavily armed, we thought that might perhaps give rise to doubts about our peaceful intentions. So we preferred to land alone, unarmed.
Well, that's very considerate of you. Yes. But now we know you're peaceful, and now you know you're welcome here. Perhaps you'd like to bring your ship down into our space dock.
Ship stays, yes.
We have quite good maintenance and repair facilities there, and I'm sure your crew would welcome the rest.
Ah, forgive us, Your Excellency, but I'm afraid the ship has to stay where it is. It's traditional for our large ships to remain in space. It's an old custom with us.
Is it really? Well, perhaps you could give me some hint of the purpose of your visit to Rossum.
Certainly, sir. We are very interested in establishing trade relations.
Trade? Look, Captain...
Captain Channis, sir.
Channis, yes. Look, fact is, I don't know a great deal about trade. I'll have to refer back to Tarzenda. If you could wait here for a few days.
Well, perhaps we could go on to Tarzenda, sir, and inquire directly there.
Ah, no, Captain Channis. It would be much better if you just waited here. Large foreign ships are not encouraged to visit Tarzenda. It's an old custom of ours.
Yes. Well, we'll wait here then.
Oh, good, good. And perhaps our local vintages will make any delay seem quite tolerable. Eh?
I'm sure they will, Excellency. Thank you.
One more thing before I open another bottle.
Mm?
Your silent friend, the abstainer, perhaps I might know his name. Just for the record, you know, purely routine.
Han Pritcher.
Han Pritcher. Right. Now, a fresh bottle, eh? A fresh bottle.